Rosie on the House is on the road at the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association's Fall Show. Live from Tucson, here's Romy and Rosie.
And a great big good morning to all our Arizona homeowners. We get together every single Saturday morning for the last 30 years to bring you information about your house, home, castle, or cabin for the sole purpose of becoming your best friend. We don't want you to even think about touching your house, home, castle, or cabin until you check with Rosie on the House. We've been doing the show for 30 years. I don't know. I think that probably adds up to several thousand questions we've been asked over the air, over the years. And all of those questions and all the proper answers are posted at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. That website becomes an encyclopedia of Arizona home ownership. Regardless where you live in the great state, we broadcast over seven stations and ten sticks.
Six stations.
Six
and ten.
Six stations and ten sticks. So AM, FM coverage. We cover just about every part of the state except the far northeast corner. So if you live in Arizona, chances are we can probably help you. We have built and remodeled in virtually every corner of the great state, owned homes in Tucson area, remodeled in the east part of the state, all the way over in Springerville and Eager and Sholo. We've how many home show radio hosts can say they've remodeled public restrooms in Wickiup, Arizona? Huh? So we've remodeled in Wickiup, we've remodeled in Flagstaff, of course, in about and around Tucson, Flagstaff, and, of course, Maricopa in the county in the greater Phoenix area. So if you've got a project you want to tackle, chances are we can help you by kind of coaching you along as what tools to use, what tricks of the trades that we've learned over the 45 years that we've been building and remodeling Arizona homes. Or if we don't know, then we can give you a friend or an expert in your neighborhood that we've already pre-vetted. At our website, rosieonthehouse.com, not only do we control a complete list of all the questions and answers, all the questions we've been asked and the proper answers, but we also have a referral directory there that, again, this year has been voted the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state. We're extremely humbled by that. We work hard to earn that every year with some very, very close screening. Not everybody can get in, and once you're in, not everybody can stay in. We, as far as we know, are the only contractor referral directory service that has a full-time complaint resolution officer on staff. Most other referral directories state on their webpage that if you have a trouble with one of our vendors, it's your problem. We've already screened them. It's all on you. At Rosie on the House, it says if you have a problem with one of our vendors, you call Rosie and get in touch with us, and we'll see what we can't do to get it resolved. But our complaint resolution officer is kind of like the old Maytag repairman. He just kind of sits in the corner and twiddles his thumbs, and we throw him a Dr. Pepper and a ham sandwich every once in a while, and he's a happy guy. So, broadcasting live.
And we're constantly trying to expand the ways we are and meet every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you are an electrician, we need electricians. Tucson, Prescott, Flagstaff. That's one area that we're looking to. Handymen are in high demand. That's a very difficult category to...
It's really difficult.
To fill. And the reason is... Most handymen are one-man operations, which is fine. Many of our partners are, but they might be individual trades. You try and get a handyman, and most of the time they're so busy enough as it is, you can't.
It's like a good babysitter.
I can't take a call from a homeowner that says, hey, I need somebody to come take care of these five items and know that I'm going to be able to get you this handyman there for 5 weeks. I mean, that's not helping you either. So we're constantly looking. So handyman, electricians are the two areas. And one area that's fairly new, just over a year old, we haven't pushed it all that hard because it's a new aspect to Rosie on the House. And it's, like all things, we add very slowly because we have a very hard screening process. But it's our e-commerce store. We have thornproof puncture-proof gloves. We've got safety glasses. We've got these special earth talon shovels that make digging easier. These are all products we've tested and tried, and we added one.
We're asked to test hundreds of products all year long. Remember when we were sent all those little coiled expandable hoses and we were asked to test those? What did Amanda say?
I don't remember exactly. I don't know that I could say it on air, though.
I think she said she could spit with more PSI than that hose provided.
Well, one that we added last week was a flip tray. And this one was an immediate hot seller. We had to reorder right away.
Is that what's been on the back patio back by the office on top of the ladders?
It is a tool that goes on top of a frame ladder.
Yes.
Not a extension ladder, but an A-frame ladder. It's got two sides. You pull it out, makes an A, and you climb up one side. There are some that are made to climb up both, but more often than not, for weight and portability, it's one side. And it's a tray that goes on top, and then it flips over. So you can have more of your tools. It'll hold a drill, a tape measure, a paint.
It really cuts down on the trips up and down that ladder.
Yeah, it does. And that's the number one, I don't know if this is still current, but at one time falls off of a ladder was the number one reason for emergency room visits for homeowners.
That's right.
And it's more often than not climbing up and down. Sometimes we're leaning too far one direction than the other. And
the number one reason is because when you're up on top of the ladder, you turn away from the ladder to come down, and you're stepping on your heels on the way down. That's the number one reason people fall. And they're wearing flip-flops. You'd never climb a ladder in flip-flops, and you never face away from the ladder. Two rules on an A-frame ladder. Then there's more rules with an extension ladder.
So that flip tray will help you eliminate reasons to go up and down more often if you're working on a lighting fixture, hanging a light, taking on a ceiling fan, whatever it is you need to work overhead for.
Absolutely. Now, on that ladder and on that flip tray, it kind of applies to what today's topic is on our blog, key things you need to know about choosing paint for your home's exterior. And we've got lots of information on our site about painting the outside of your home. When you're contemplating, let's start with the different surfaces that we have here in Arizona. I'm currently working with some friends now, Romy, who are buying a 1940s brick home in the historic district down in Phoenix, and the brick has never been painted. It kills me when I see a zero maintenance, beautiful brick home that somebody's lathered about four layers of paint on. It's like, okay, let's just create a maintenance item that we can spend our weekends doing this instead of hiking Oak Creek Canyon.
You know, and I'm working with a homeowner right now to find a solution for that because he just doesn't like the look of it.
The painted?
No, of the brick by itself. Oh. And he's wanting to paint it. But he's like, I listen to you guys say not to do it. I just don't like the look. What should I do? So I'm working to find some solutions for him because it's, like you said, it's why create maintenance to a non-maintenance item?
Oh, man, absolutely. Probably the number one exterior wall surface that we have to deal with in Arizona, of course, is stucco. And so we're asked all the time, how often should I paint my stucco house? And I think people may be under the artificial or false impression that stucco is waterproof. One thing y'all need to know is there's nothing about the stucco on the outside of your house that makes your house waterproof. All right? Stucco is very porous. It allows a lot of moisture through. We used to, in the old days, hang lath paper on top of the sheathing or on top of the studs, and then we would stretch chicken wire over the top of that, and then we would apply three coats of sand cement-based plaster. We knew the moisture was going to get through the stucco, and that's why we put the paper on in a very strategic application method that once the moisture got through, it would weep down to the bottom of the wall. And we had little weep screeds down there that would allow the water to vacate the stucco wall. So, one, you need to know stucco is not waterproof. We tell people you really ought to anticipate repainting a stucco home about every 7 to 10 years. And people say, well, my stucco hasn't been painted in 20 years. I get that. There's a lot of stucco homes that haven't been painted in 20 years.
Doesn't mean it looks good or that it's doing its job.
And that it's not keeping the moisture out. You could be having moisture problems there that you don't even know about. You get moisture inside those exterior walls, and people wonder, well, why do I seem to have such a termite problem? Well, wet wood is what we call conditions conducive for termite infestation. And when you're allowing the stucco to weep water into your interior walls, then get into your insulation, it just takes months for that moisture to weep back out. So as all of that wet area stays wet for months after the rainy season, that's where the termites are going to be most encouraged to try and find it. The moist, fibrous cellulose material on the sheetrock, on the woods, on the paper lining, the insulation. So by every 7 to 10 years, you need to paint the stucco on your home to keep it sealed up. So how do you do that? We're going to talk a little bit about that. People, you'll get various proposals on how to paint that exterior stucco. There's specific terminologies I want to coach y'all through. I want to teach you the questions you need to ask before you accept a quote for an exterior repaint on your house, as well as where the stucco meets any dissimilar material. How are we going to treat that particular junction? We're broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. We're talking about paint, in particular exterior paint, this morning at Rosie on the House. You're welcome to join the conversation. We're, Romy and I, are down at Tucson Convention Center, but Jennifer is right there in the calls treating station at 1-888-767-4348. Let us hear from you. Let us hear what project you're trying to tackle. Let us lend you our expertise.